David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 122, Confessions of a Blind Man. Yesterday's David Eagle-related Google searches included David Eagle disability and David Eagle arm. I'm not entirely sure what the latter search query was all about, but it might be related to the fact that apparently I have a tendency to hold my arm out in a slightly idiosyncratic way. I can't really describe what it is, as I'm not conscious of it. The only time that it ends up being mentioned is by boisterous drunk men, normally in a slightly threatening, accusatory manner. And it normally coincides with them mentioning my lack of eye contact, telling me that I'm not looking at them properly, and then aggressively asking what's wrong with me. If I explain to them that I'm blind, then they are immediately contrite. But it's interesting how hostile certain people are to me before they realise this, assuming that I'm being deliberately antisocial or insulting to them. Most people are too polite to say anything, and most people certainly wouldn't call me a freak to my face, or act with hostility towards me, just a drunk minority, but nonetheless, I assume that people do register these differences. The wobbly eyes, the lack of eye contact, the slightly bent hand, which, for the benefit of anyone Googling David Eagle arm, is probably a subconscious defence posture developed over years of having to protect myself from walking into things by putting my hand out. But I don't know, maybe it's not that at all. The wobbling eyes thing is probably related to my malfunctioning optic nerve searching for types of visual stimulus that it's not getting. But again, this is just conjecture. I wasn't going to publish this until the Young'uns podcast came out, but in light of the numbers of people searching for David Eagle blind, David Eagle disability, and is David Eagle autistic, maybe it would be apposite to publish this now. It's a story that's taken from one of our gigs on tour, which addresses the subject of people's reaction to me and my blindness. It's been really fun and also therapeutic telling this particular story. I'm not at all confident about myself in a visual, physical sense, nor do I have any reason to be, given that I can't see myself and that I have no way of really assimilating normal, sighted, physical behaviour, such as eye contact. Fortunately, I have the ability to talk about this publicly and in hopefully a humorous way, meaning that I have a cathartic release valve that doesn't involve me getting too depressed or feeling isolated about this. Bloody hell, I think this has got a little bit more introspective than I'd planned, and maybe it's a little bit more revealing than I'd wanted, but hopefully it's been an interesting listen, and hopefully the following audio will be interesting as well and entertaining and also lift the mood a little bit. So this is a clip taken from our gig at Durham. Hope you enjoy this, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, by the way, I'm getting self-conscious about all this. Because in England, people are far too polite to tell you that you look an absolute idiot. And also, are far too polite if you're maybe interacting in a bit of an odd way, or, you know, not a normal way that a sighted person might do, and the odd sort of physical quirks and tics that you may do, you're blind. And but in Australia, there's no holes barred. They've got this kind of this brash confidence, really. So I come back from Australia a nervous wreck. I was in the pub talking to someone, and he obviously I wasn't making the correct eye contact for him, so he went, "What's wrong with you, mate? Are you on drugs?" As the opening gambit score, that's quite interesting. I was very insulted, because, you know, I was taking a few days off. You know, get all the jet lag. So he's doing this, and I say, well, I thought, well, because I'm British, I thought, well, I want to be very polite and diplomatic about this. And even though he clearly wasn't awkward, I was awkward on his behalf. And I thought, well, I don't want to make him feel awkward when he finds out I'm blind. So I said, as politely as I could, I said, you're referring to my eyes. Straight away, he just went, yeah, I'm referring to your eyes, mate. They're wobbling up and down, round and round. He was wrong, you want drugs? And I thought, oh my goodness, I've given him the benefit of my very British doubt here, you know. I'm trying to be as British as I can. So I thought, again, I'm going to try as diplomatically and politely as I can, because I don't want to make him feel awkward. Again, there was a fat chance of that. I said, all it is, my friend, is I'm blind, and I can't have a waited. I waited for maybe the apologetic hug or the tears welling up in his eyes when he realised these brash Australian ways had just got him into trouble. No, absolute nonsense. He just went, oh, well, that's a shame, because I was hoping for some drugs, mate. See you later. To avoid any future embarrassment, I just carry some heroin in my pocket, just go, yeah, I'm on drugs. Now we were at a gig a couple of days later, and I was over there having a conversation with someone, and then, this is in Australia again, and then the girl walks up to Michael, about probably our age, walks up to Michael and says, the one on the right there, we're a little bit interested in him. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. A rare thing indeed, but I thought, you know, I think we all know where this is going, I thought. He said, yeah, me and my friends are interested. I thought, my goodness, even rarer, you know. Like buses, but suddenly the conversation over there wasn't very interesting. So I started listening to this conversation and sort of only kept half an ear on the other one. And my confidence is starting to swell again, you know, after the downfall of a couple of days ago. And she said, oh, yes, very interested, because me and my friend have got a bit of a bet on. I say he's blind, but my friend says he's got Asperger's. Oh, my God, confidence instantly crushed. I thought, I've got to redeem the situation. So I turned around from where I was and shouted from the distance, actually, you're both wrong, I'm deaf. Anyway, that neatly links us to our next song, I believe, Sean.